Experts in Moscow say the NATO-Russia Council meeting held in Brussels has done little to ease growing tensions between the two powers. This is the second such meeting since the start of the Ukraine conflict in 2014. Moscow has vowed to take necessary measures to counter NATO's military buildup along its borders. Riley Wagerman has more in this report.
Officials and experts in Moscow say they are disappointed but not surprised by the outcome of a rare NATO-Russia Council meeting held in Brussels on Wednesday. The meeting came just days after NATO announced that it would send four new battalions to Poland and the Baltics. This was the second such meeting since the start of the Ukraine crisis in 2014. Experts say that the Brussels meeting was little more than a publicity stunt, despite the need for constructive dialogue to help diffuse tensions in the region.
NATO wanted the meeting, and they wanted this meeting more for PR. Rather than for any concrete purpose other than that. NATO wanted to show that it cares about Russia's opinion or takes it into account, which it really does not, as we can see from the decisions made at the NATO summit in Warsaw.
Relations between Russia and NATO have steadily worsened since the Russo-Georgian War in 2008, but experts warn that tensions have now surpassed even Cold War levels.
It's a big problem.
In Warsaw, NATO discussed quite openly confrontation with Russia. This is a big problem. Of course, NATO claims it's defending former Soviet bloc nations from so-called Russia aggression. But the historical record is clear. NATO has been trying to provoke Russia into armed conflict for quite some time, most recently in Georgia and Ukraine.
For its part, the Kremlin says that it will adapt its security measures appropriately in order to counter NATO's new Baltic buildup. While expressing deep disappointment with the decisions made at the alliance's Warsaw summit, Russia says that it is still open to dialogue and international cooperation with the West, especially in the fight against terrorism. While the meeting in Brussels has been characterized as largely unproductive, Russia and NATO did agree to increase communication in order to avoid accidents, particularly in airspace around the Baltics. All Russian jets in the region will use transponders to clearly identify themselves. Riley Wagerman, Press TV, Moscow.